Hey, John, thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
It seems like you're on the road 365 days a year. Do you ever get time off?
Yeah, we have days off here and there. We have a couple of weeks here and there, but we're just on the road. We decided to go out and play, and we had a lot going on last year. We had a major tour, and
yeah,
we had a documentary come out called The Hard Way. So there's been a lot of interest, and we've just been offered a lot of work, and it's what we love to do. So, you know, everyone's happy.
And you do different things. I mean, you've done big stadium tours, and now this one you're coming here locally to Robbins Theater. It's a much smaller venue, but very intimate, but great acoustics. I'll bet you love that kind of a show.
Well, no, we do both. I mean, one minute you're playing, or one day you're playing to 5,000 people, and the next day you're playing to 500. But I always look at it like the old country acts that would just go, you know, and you play. Well, you know, if people demand you come and play, it's kind of part of the deal to show up. And sometimes the set just goes off. We sort of like talk to the audience, they talk back, it's kind of do requests. The bigger shows are just flat out. You know, we do stop in the middle and do an acoustic thing. But, you know, every show is different. And as long as it's different, it's fun. I think to do the same thing every night would be kind of suicide artistically.
But you never get tired of singing Missing You, do you? I mean, that's your signature.
No. The band kick it off, and every night it's like it sort of sings itself. It depends where you are. If you're in a smaller place, it's a slightly different performance. If you're playing to like a big audience, it's got more angst in it. It's weird, you know, songs alter in front of different audiences. They become different things, and the intensity kind of ebb and flows. You know, really the good songs do that.
Well, Missing You is so iconic. It connects with everybody. And how did that song come about?
It was an accident.
Really?
No, it was an accident. We were just finishing the record, and I knew we hadn't got the single, so I went off to work with this guy I was working with, and he was looking for the song we were working on his tape machine, and there was no code on the tape, so he couldn't find the song we'd been working on, and he hit play looking for the track, and another track came up, like bum bum gun gun gun, and I thought, well, I like that. Let me put a vocal on that and see what happens, and within two takes, we had basically the whole thing. You know, it kind of wrote itself. It really was, you know. It's like when you close your eyes and jump off a diving board kind of thing. It just happened.
You know, and to what you had just said a moment ago, how it takes a life of its own in different venues, my favorite version of your song was that duet with Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that was great.
It was just something special. And how did that come about? You switching off to, I mean, she's an interesting country singer.
Yeah, well, she's bluegrass, really. It was like I was in Nashville putting an album together of greatest hits and some re-records to bring it up to date. And it got to Missing You, and I'd released Missing You unplugged. And I'd cut a fairly modern-sounding version of Missing You. And I just thought, what can I possibly do with this song that I haven't done before? And I thought about a duet. And my favorite female singer, was Alison. And I was in town, and I made the call, and she said yes. 2 days later, we're in the studio.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was really an immediate thing. And we wound up being friends and playing the Opry together. And I sang on her record. We did a Don Williams song. It was just one of those great things that happen every now and then. The stars line up, and you get on board.
And here you go. Wow, that was just an amazing song, an amazing duet. And your vocals just matched really well. I thought it was just wonderful. Well,
yeah, you know, I mean, it's we wound up on The Tonight Show. I mean, it was like a big deal. It became like top 40 country. And it was just before Robert Plant and Alison released Raising Sam. So it was very much of the time. But I thought it was a wonderful thing, you know, to be in that country world, that bluegrass world, and meet those people. You know, rock and roll is really only country and blues stuck together.
Right.
It really is. Bluegrass is sort of Celtic music, which I have some Irish in me. It's kind of like, you know, it's a natural extension.
No.
In fact, most of my songwriting happens on the acoustic, which has always separated me from the rock and roll world, really. I think that a lot of the songs that I've written sitting down with an acoustic guitar, and that's the parallel to that kind of music, country and bluegrass and blues. I mean, it really is, when you think about it, what separates the hardcore rock from the more melodic stuff.
Hmm.
And
you know, to your point on country and rhythm and blues, that's actually one of my favorite albums was Don Was's country and rhythm and blues album, where he put the rhythm and blues artists and the country artists together in one take and said, go for it. And it's magic.
Wow.
It's magic.
I haven't heard that. I'm going to go and check that out.
Check it out. It's called Country Rhythm and Blues. You'll be amazed at the vocals and the dueling vocals.
Yeah, you know, you got great singers. You got, like, you know, I mean, Larry Sparks and Del McCurry, all those really wonderful bluegrass guys. They're singers. You know, they're like, you don't get to be that popular in that field without being really good. Because there's a lot of people doing it, you know. My favorite singers are really those organic, you know, valid, authentic artists. Yeah.
Oh, so what are we going to see and hear at your show at the Robbins Theater? I'm assuming you're going to hit Bad English and The Babies and all of your singles.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's certain songs you just have to play.
Hmm.
And we went to Holland last year, played 7 shows there, and Isn't It Time was a huge song there, and every time I think of you. So we put them in, we worked them up.
Hmm.
We've been tending not to do it because the production is so big. But we do them like a live band would do them, and it goes down like a rocket. But there's, you know, When I See You Smile, and there's Missing You, and there's Best of What I Got, and
right.
Who knows? I mean, like Midnight Rendezvous, Back on My Feet Again. There's all these songs, and we put in a couple of obscure things to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Change, you know. We have so many songs. I mean, it's got to the point now where we don't have enough time. You know, I'd like to come back in a year and concentrate on doing a 2-hour show and really trying to start at the beginning and put the whole thing together. But it's such a long story. If you watch the documentary The Hard Way, it tells a story, and even I can't believe it. I kind of look back at it being a kid and where I am now, and it's an epic story.
It is.
It's been a glorious life.
I can't imagine. Are you ever tempted to put on the glam rock outfit and come on stage?
No. I think I always like to be kind of sharp looking. I like to dress sharp, always did. But you know, there's a different kind of music out there.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, when you're a certain age and you're like 20 or something, everybody's like full on. But I think, and the music's very important, but you're out there looking, you know, it's all sex and chance, as Keith Richards said.
Right.
But I think as you get older, you look back and you have the wisdom of what's going on around you. And I think the sartorial part of it becomes, I would go out wearing overalls. I don't really care anymore. I just don't think, but it's about the singing, it's
right.
About the songs.
It's about the music.
About the history. Yeah.
And I think people
actually
love it.
We've got housekeeping. We've got housekeeping now knocking on my door. Hang on. Yeah, no, no, thank you. And, you know, it's a joy to have that much music to draw from.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. Well, we're so looking forward to seeing this show this weekend. It's going to be a blast for everybody, and we love your music. So, John Wade, thank you so much for coming to town. I can't tell you how excited folks are to see you.
Well, it's really great, and we're excited too. We've been on the road for 3 weeks now on a 5-week tour, and the shows just get hotter and hotter. So we're looking forward to seeing you, and God bless you, and thanks.
Thank you so much, John. You have a wonderful day.
And you too. God bless. Bye-bye.